should go and see how we have to deal with immigrants around the world. You should see how tough was that we get rejected by the visa.
My answer to you is the same as your answer to me. It would have been maybe about 7-8 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But now my biggest fear is that I will die one day and nobody will remember me. Or that I would have made no impact on the world. And I don't mean impact in the way that Anne does impact, because her way of impacting is different, right? But I mean like, I have died without bringing joy to the world. Without adding something joyful to the world, or increasing the, because I believe that the world has like a happy meter and a not so happy meter. I feel like I need to add on to the happy meter so that, you know, the surroundings happy. Does it make sense? Like the scale is a bit more balanced that way, right? I think it's the same as the way that we do, the reason why we do the things that we do, because I think some time back I had this is out of topic, but it's of value still. And it maybe explains why I decided to continue doing this. Because previously there was, I watched and saw some examples of where parents didn't really teach the children what they are supposed to do.
Yes.
You get what I mean? And then I realized that, because of people like that, all the more the people who are doing good, who are teaching valuable stuff, or giving knowledge, or bringing information that's of value to other people, need to speak louder, need to speak up. Because otherwise, right,
we will allow the negative to be louder than us.
To be louder, and then, you know, nowadays with social media and everything, right, everybody is very easily swayed.
Yeah, of course.
And it's human nature, to be frank, because we are born to be social animals. We will follow the crowd. A lot of people are like that, right? So if, let's say, we stop speaking up, then whoever is speaking up but negatively, or not having a positive impact,
good
on
impact.
The world, yes, then they will become louder and louder. And then, like, I think it's an ongoing thing.
We accepted and we agree with what they say. Because people may say like, oh, silent is mean I don't care, and I don't agree with that anymore. I used to believe that, but then after that, I can see the
shift,
consequence.
Right?
Yeah, the right. And the consequences impact my life too. But I just choose to be silent, choose to live as a victim, and choose to be a powerless thing in my own life. I'm actually create another child that's going to watch me grow up. And then I think that is why it motivates me a lot to do what I'm doing.
Do something else different.
Yeah, and I can see that the chain of my life, I don't see the big impact in my daughter yet. Of course, I cannot tell. It's a long consequence. We will see in like 20 more years, right, of Ava's life. But right now, I can see for the last 6 years after my divorce, I never ever feel that happiness between me and my daughter. Because the first few years, even from pregnancy to give birth, I think we're not really happy as a mother-daughter. Even she was small and she was still don't know anything, I still think the energy there is only...
She felt your anxiety.
Yeah, it's only anxiety, fear, insecurity, always crying, always you feel unsafe.
Sad or angry or disappointed.
Yeah, so I think we have the most fun for the last few years. And even this afternoon when she come to my room and she say, "Mommy, become a sandwich and I will take the pillow, become a cheese, and I will jump on you because I will be the top of the..." And I'm a freaking boring mother. I will tell you guys that I hate this kind of shit, okay? She jump on me. She like...
tickle you.
I know. She love it. I don't like it, you know?
She likes
to do like so violent. Like violent. I'm not saying physical. She violent. She jump on me. I have to book 3-4 pillow, and she jump like a freaking, like, you know, like
elephant.
Like she step high and she jump down. Not kind of like I'm nice with you. You get what I mean? Like I have to be violent with you.
Violent.
And then she will ask Joey to lock my body so she can take lick my leg. That's how kind of like willingness, like my daughter all in. You get what I mean? I one kick her face will fly, man. I will almost kick in her face just now. So I'm just saying like, I can see like how much fun and joy we have as a mother-daughter. I would never have. One thing I'm very sure, I never know one day we will have this much fun. But if you ask me to look back, I'm very sure one thing, in that situation,
you will never have that.
Yeah, the consequence, I'm very sure that I will be a freaking crumbly and anxiety and stressed woman, that my daughter will be stressed out with me. So that's why I understand where you come from, because people think be a parent, then you can teach your children, but it's not true. You can. I have children and I just want more and more adult or other good children around. So my daughter will have a good environment to growing up with.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you? Yeah.
I agree. That's why I think that's also why the reason why I continue doing this and the reason why she continued doing this.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's tiring, to
it's
be
tiring,
honest.
Yeah.
I would rather be quiet.
Yeah, of course.
And then I'm like, oh, you know what, I don't care. But you know what? The thing is the same as AI or anything else. Even if you don't care, it will still carry on.
Yeah.
So if you're part of the world, then you have to care.
Yeah.
That's all. I have to care. Oh, if you can invite anyone to have dinner, dead or alive, anybody who is dead or alive, so it can be like somebody 200 years ago.
Okay.
Who would you invite?
Oh, definitely Uncle Lee. I love him. He is my bigger idol.
Like hugest ever.
Hugest ever. I study every freaking thing that he's doing. I love every sentence he say in the video, Still Alive. I'm still study about how he answers certain questions
and how his mind works.
How his mind work and how even his body language and how sharp, how visionable the person, how strong his heart, his mind, his soul. I don't know how amazing God can make someone like that exit in life, you know.
He was made to build Singapore.
I would tell you, I love him so much that I feel upset when, I don't remember, a few days ago, I watched the TikTok video that one young Singaporean girl, I would say freaking young and dumb as fuck, I would say that, okay, because I'm fucking upset. Even the TikTok, YouTube, peep me here, I doesn't care. So she basically traveled in some foreigner country, and the guy asked, where you come from and what is your country have? And this is what she answered, I come from Singapore and my country have nothing. I say nothing.
Oh my god.
You freaking 20 years old and you go to around the world and that's what
tell
you talk about.
Nothing.
It's nothing. I'm come here and I so much appreciate for.
She went to some European countries.
She said your country have mountain, have
no
where nice weather, have food, people here have work-life balance, my country have nothing. And I were boiling, you know what I mean? Because I can imagine if that's my freaking daughter. If that's my freaking daughter, you go home and you will see what I'm doing to you. Oh my god.
Suddenly
you
sound like my mother. My mother always like, you wait, you go home, you wait. You wait. You just wait. And then
no,
she
I don't know if this girl will grow up and regret what she just said.
Maybe she
I mean?
Will. Okay, the only
but
thing
this
that can
is
change.
I'm not even a Singaporean.
I think that's
and I
precisely
feel upset.
Why.
You see how much emotional I come. Like,
no,
just
I think,
by,
I think
just
I
by
think
watching
because
that video.
You are not from Singapore, that's the reason why you appreciate what Singapore has.
Yeah.
That's why I tell you,
oh my god,
even as a Singaporean, I always say this, a lot of Singaporeans, especially the younger ones, I wouldn't say all, definitely all, not all, but there's a lot who are very ignorant, who are very ungrateful.
How can they say that? I
no,
mean,
they
oh
all,
my god.
All they have to do is just stay in some place like Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam.
No, I think
just
the best
stay
thing,
there for
don't,
one
don't
week.
Just say they stay. I think they should give up their citizen. And move out.
Move to where they think is better. Like,
exactly.
Like
because I feel like
trees.
So this is the thing that I was I'm a straightforward person, I would say. If you so much don't love your country and you can walk around and proudly say my country have nothing, I don't love my country. Why do you keep the passport for?
Did she say she don't love the country? Or she just said that we have nothing here.
Yeah, I have nothing here. I want to live here. Your country is way much cooler. That's the thing I feel is annoying. If you really don't love your country so much, you know why you can go Europe? Because your country work their ass off. So
you
can
have a passport.
So you can have a freaking strong passport. So you can travel the world. And you can work where you want. You can stay where you want. You have protection from Singapore government. Do you know the people who come from a low, like third world country like me? You should go and see how we have to deal with immigrants around the world. You should see how tough was that we get rejected by the visa. You should see how they treat us like the piece of shit.
Like
you should see like we cannot even leave our country without approve a lot of things. For example, do you have land? Do you married? Do your children rich like you?
How much money?
Even you have a lot of money. Is it money clean? Is it corruption money? Even you have parents who live overseas, what do you need to go there for? You young, you should able to live in your country and make money. You don't need to travel. What do you need to travel to my country? You should travel to this country because my country don't like people like you. When you go to interview, you should get locked in the room and let them treat you like a cockroach, you know? So I would say as a person who, that's why I say I love Uncle Lee. He's just so amazing. I would love to have him in the dinner. I will pay for dinner, even few million dollars. I don't mind. I really want to see him in person. I will freaking cry if I see him in person. You get what I mean? That's how much. Oh my God.
So many questions.
I know. I think I won't take much question. I just want to see him. You know, he is like
a feel his vibe.
I know. Oh my God. Like, I will teach my daughter so much about Uncle Lee because I want her
to
know.
I think his way of teaching suits you.
Oh yeah, I love him. Oh my God.
Similar way.
That kind of man is powerful.
He's okay? Very, and I think
we need more that kind of man.
No, but I think he was born precisely at that time because he was needed to make Singapore.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I mean,
because at that time it was so messy and so everything was just like messy, right?
Yeah. And you see how amazing he can make.
He was very strong.
How he can organize the country exactly how you organize the household.
Yeah.
Because it looks exactly the same way, right? It's just a disciplined parent. With an organized family
and a cane
you know?
Because his style is caning.
I love it. Oh my
his style
god
is caning. But
see how much I love him, how much I annoy if people don't appreciate Singapore. You see,
but current generation, I think it'd be hard to use the cane.
Oh no, I would definitely would nagging until my daughter understand how lucky she is to be here.
Share and subscribe, and we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and
I am Amanda Spice
and I'm Denise Nice. Bye.